This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative. If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
client care. Valerie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tom. I'm calling for XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
I'm ready.
All right, that number is 747-832-26.
Okay, thank you. One second, please. Can you please verify client's name and delivery address, please?
All right, I have a Richard Roberts, and the address is 2276 East Ryan or R-A-H-N Road.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. And this is for a, well, it's scheduled for tomorrow for return exchange.
Right. I just see it shows a delivery date. On our end, it's not on a route, but I was asking, did they have the item at the warehouse? That's what the they were asking me, or is it just something from our end because it's not on a route?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Hold on. What is going on? Transfer order acknowledged. Oh. It was supposed to ship. I guess it hasn't shipped yet. Supposed to ship. Expect the receive date. I'm not seeing anything on here. That new one. I don't think that new one's come in yet. Transfer order acknowledged. Doesn't say it's been received. Let me see if I refresh the order, if that does anything to it. Refresh this order. Waiting pickup date, transfer order acknowledged. The only thing we can do is send a DDC form, but I think it's going to need to be rescheduled if they don't have it.
Okay, so.
What on your end, it doesn't show?
I don't have access to see if the store had it. I can try to get them rescheduled. The next available date was in March. And she was like, maybe the store didn't have the item. That's possible why she couldn't be on the route. So that's why I just called and asked.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's not coming from the store. It's coming from, did it come from the store the last time? Because this one's showing it's delivering from 9065. Let me see where that's at. There they are. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. Sorry. Reading my map here, 9065. Where is that at? Ohio. Oh, here we go. It's coming out of Cincinnati. It's coming out of our Cincinnati distribution center. But stay on the line. I am going to send them a DDC form.
Okay.
Hopefully, I mean, they can shed some light on this, because yeah, definitely. What time is it over in Ohio? I'm California. Is that east already, like Eastern Standard Time? Go ahead and get that filled out, and then I should receive a response. But yeah, your soonest date to reschedule the client would be the 3rd then?
The soonest that I can reschedule them is March 9th, but it was requesting a weekend, so I was like the 11th.
Oh my gosh, wow. Well, I wonder, does the one that they have at home work? And I mean, because I know sometimes they get, when it comes to a dishwasher, people get really upset.
Right.
So, yeah, let me go ahead and submit this form because, yeah, it should have been received already. Let's see, lines in transit, inventory availability. Transfer issue, it's showing no product no show, right? As far as 9065. They don't even have an uninstall on this, but it's okay because within the scope of work of a dishwasher install, it usually the uninstall is included.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Transfer order acknowledged. Transfer order acknowledged. But sometimes if it was delivering out of a delivery pad, we wouldn't send it anyways till the day before, but it'd still be there today. So it's shipping from 9045. How am I putting the right... if it did ship out of there, where's our RMS? There's no RMS. Darn. I wonder if I should be sending this to 9045, because it says transfer order acknowledged, but it didn't ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I put product no-show. Let's do 9045, can you confirm? Or I can confirm was this never sent, because we're doing Baltimore. Not Baltimore, what are we doing? 9065, right? Hold on, Cincinnati, let's say. Expect that receipt date, it was 118. Wonder if they just don't have it in. Can you confirm this unit hasn't been received? OMA shows the TOPO was expected to ship from 9045 on 118.22. And received at 9065 on 1822. Client return exchange is scheduled for 2122. All right, let's go ahead. So I sent one over. They keep changing things up on us. All forms
mm-hmm.
are now being routed to the new warehouse communication form. Follow the link and submit via supply chain. I'm so frustrated. Open box, store, DDC, I don't know, warehouse communication. All right, yeah, that's what we want. That was a waste of time. So I literally filled it out and I scrolled down to hit submit. And there's that pop-up. Let's go back out. Sorry, it's coming out of 9065, right? Where is it at now? Find it all over again. So go Cincinnati. Inventory availability, inventory type, transfer issue type, product. No, so everything I filled out already, it's making me do again. Hello, are you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Order number. Okay, thank you. you got really quiet there.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm like draining my frustration rant. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Skew, edit, select, add. Add skew. First time using it, you know when you've never used something before, you're not used to it. Current transfer status in OMAS. There's no RMS number. So the receipt date should have been, what did I say, was the 18th or the 8th, right? It was January 8th it was supposed to be received. Oh, the 18th. Format. I'm going to copy paste all my notes from there because I'm not trying to type it again.
No, don't blame me with that one.
Right? Totally different from our other form, which was at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I just submitted that new form. And why is it not? Oh my God, there's no transfer order. Zero. We had a new order there. Or NA, I should put NA because there was no RMS. I don't know why. Yeah, I wonder if I should do a new one now, too, for the warehouse it was supposed to ship out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder if I should do one for that one too. I'm going to just, let's cover our tracks. I'm going to do that.
Okay. So basically I just need to advise them that the item wasn't at the store.
Yeah, or at the warehouse.
Never,
I mean, it didn't get, I don't know what's going on. But with these forms I'm sending, it definitely will go answered. It's 9045. I'm in California, so the warehouses are like off the East Coast. That's why I keep having to look at my map. Okay, so it's coming from the Cleveland DDC, going to the Cincinnati. So here we go. Here's the Cleveland. Select inventory. Was transfer issue, product no show. That's what we're doing. We're choosing product no show. So we got it. Product no show. For what we're looking for. Again, save. Save and return to form. Yep. Product no show, order number. Go. Are you almost off of your shift? Where are you located? Are you East Coast or?
Well, I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. What time is it over there?
It is 7:50. It's going to be 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be 6 o'clock here in California.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. note. Never shipped from DDC 9045 to 9065, because I think that's where it's coming out. All right, now let's go to submit. Oh, darn. 1830. Okay. Thank you for staying on the line. You're awesome.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All I can tell so it's hectic.
Yeah. Yeah, they changed things. I mean, so many a couple of changes today, but not used to it. So, you know, I had already filled up that form that I was used to using, that we've been using for the past 3 years or however long. Okay, so it's been submitted. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow based off the order. I don't know. I mean, it's showing the unit never shipped from the one DDC to the other DDC.
Mm-hmm.
So let me check something else. If it didn't ship, do we have it in stock? Let me check that. Because what if we have it at that DDC and that's why it didn't have to be shipped? Let's see. And then what if she is scheduled? But you said she's not routed on your end.
Right.
How do things not get routed, or do we route it, or you guys route it, or like how does that
Well,
happen?
It get routed by the service providers, but nothing was routed. So I'm guessing they had this issue before, and it was like, well, do they even have the item at the store? And I was saying I can call and figure out. So I'm guessing this probably what's going on with this.
Yeah, so it's showing we have one. Oh no, we don't. We don't have this product at the warehouse that it's coming out of, so it's not there, because it's coming out of the 9065, which is Cincinnati. Cincinnati is showing zero. We have one open box, but that's not the client's, because it's an open box.
Right.
So let me scroll back and that's the warehouse you guys would be picking it out of, so they don't have it there. Now check. It's coming out of, what did I say? The 9045. Check 9045 and see if they have it there still reserved for this client. Oh, so it's showing we have 14 at that warehouse in Cleveland. It's just a matter of getting it shipped now to the outgoing DDC, 3783. I'm looking for their order, 3783. Why is it not here? What's going on with this order? And it's not even showing we have it, but it does show we have 25 transfers that are reserved. So it may be under there, one of those transfer orders. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be going out tomorrow. Do you want me to let the client know, or what do we do here? Should I just reschedule it?
Right. It's best to reschedule it. So do you have access to reach back out to them, or would you like me to just tell them you'll give them a call like in a few minutes?
I mean, I do, but I don't know what's going on with this order. I mean, it hasn't been transferred yet. I don't know how far Cincinnati to Cleveland, because it's coming from Cleveland to Cincinnati. But if he's scheduled tomorrow 7 a.m. to 1, I don't see it happening. I'm thinking, Jesus, my reschedule. I put in a ship. Unit never shipped from DDC. Alright, so I'm thinking it has to be rescheduled. Had you not, you think that's why it wasn't routed? Because it's not there at the DDC, so that's why it didn't get routed?
Right.
Okay. And that's the soonest date you have? Well, let me see what the date we have. Hold on. Let's see what we have in our system as the soonest date to reschedule them. I mean, oh. It's giving us, is that March or February? It's giving us March 9th is the soonest date we can get them rescheduled.
Right. It shows March 9th, but they want a weekend day. They was trying to get Saturdays, but all the Saturdays in March are already full.
Yeah, there are no Saturdays. Not even in March. We have no Saturdays. It's not showing us any Saturdays.
Right.
At all. Even May's all grayed out for a Saturday. It went as far as to June 4th. Let me cancel this. Because it's showing all products are in stock at location 9065 tomorrow. So I don't know what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
On our calendar, it says the units in stock at the warehouse for tomorrow. So I don't know why it's doing that. Should we wait till tomorrow comes? But you're saying it's definitely not going to happen, right?
Right, because it's not routed.
Verification on the order. The new unit has a PO that was in transfer acknowledged. So how are we supposed to schedule it if there's no Saturdays available?
Okay, so what I can do is I can try to get an available date with them because I still have the customer on my back line.
Oh,
I don't
do?
See,
oh, my God.
Right, I don't see that they're got disconnected, but, you know, our system won't allow us to switch back and forth.
Well, do you ask them if they want me to schedule it, and then you guys can try to force it onto a Saturday. But it has to be scheduled, right, so it goes back to you guys.
Right, so we can reschedule from our end. The customer's just trying to figure that out, and we both basically don't know what's going on. Because I tried to reach out to the text to see if it was something from their end, and they didn't answer. And then they said something about they had where they didn't have received the item before, so I didn't know how true that was.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can send an email to our area manager, too, asking what's going on.
Okay.
If you'd like. But you can reach out with the client as well. And, because they've been on hold for a long time, go ahead and check in on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come back to me, because it's going to be a while. I have to look up who the area, who I'm emailing, in fact.
All right. So with our assistant, I wouldn't have access to flip back over. Because once I go back to them, it'll just, you know, hang you up on your end.
Oh, well? Oh, wow.
Right.
Let's So what do you want to do then? Do you want to leave it scheduled?
I can try to reschedule on their end. I can just explain that you were working on the issue. We can say basically we didn't see any of the dishwashers at that location that possibly could be the reason. Mm-hmm. And I can just advise them, will you give them a call for an update, even though you're going to reschedule it, or don't tell them that?
No, you can tell them I'll call them, because I'm going to call them and let them know that I sent those forms out to confirm we have the unit.
Okay.
So get this, and then I'm going to reach out to the area managers, the field managers.
Okay.
To let them know, like, hey, can you look at this order? It has a transfer order. DDC form's already been sent. XPO stating, you know, they're scheduled out to March. Client wants a Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and reach back out to them. It was
a
pleasure,
thank
and thank you so much for assisting me here at XPO, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.